Welcome, everybody. Shir number 881, getting back to our Hilchos Berachos. Okay, we are trying to finish off Simin Reish Ches. We're almost at the end. Okay, so I want to go to Simin Sif Yud Ches, which is actually all the way at the end. We went through some various, a lot of the halachas over here don't apply too often. Yud Zayin talks about if somebody mixed up benching, they said benching on something else, and let's say on dates or something along those lines, or they mixed it up with a al hamichyet. So if it would apply, one should be careful to ask, or it could be looked up in Simin Reish Ches if Yud Zayin. Usually it's not something that comes up too often whereby one is mixing up their bench instead of al hamichyet, something along those lines. There's various ways to work with it. So maybe one day down the road we'll get to that, but I want to go to Yud Ches, which could come up, Sif Yud Ches, all the way at the end. Now, it's like this. Somebody drank something, and they're not sure if they drank enough, let's say. They think it might be, it's let's say wine or grape juice, fine. And they don't know if they drank enough to make a Al Hagefen. I'm not sure. Maybe I drank enough. Did I drink it in the right amount of time? Or possibly one is not sure if it's grape juice or wine. But usually that's not the case so much. But more along the lines, the Ramah tells us, Kagon Sheshosa Mashke Shesofek Imberchose Al Hagefen or Bar Nefashes. Do I make a Bar Nefashes or Al Hagefen? In other words, is it wine or grape juice? Or is it maybe it's so watered down it could be it's Bar Nefashes? But let's see it the other way. Like I said, one doesn't know if they drank enough. So what do they want to do? Bottom line is, I'm not sure, should I make an Al Hagefen or not make an Al Hagefen, right? When I drink wine, let's backtrack. When I drink wine, I drink grape juice, and I drink 3 ounces, roughly a revius, and 2 gulps, or worst case scenario, in under 4 minute period, right? So you're going to make a Al Hagefen, but now I'm not sure if I drank enough. I'm not even sure if it's wine altogether, something along those lines, or is it really a burn of fushes? Maybe it's watered down. Maybe it was a different drink. I'm not, all these different fakers, right? So what does a person want to do? I'll eat some cake, or I'll eat a cookie, or I'll eat something from the Shiva Samina. But let's like take a better case that will come up more often. I'm going to eat some cake. I'll eat some cake. I'll eat enough to make an ala mechid, a kazayas of cake, right? Or 2 kazesim, like we've discussed in the past, depending on the type of cake or whatever. But I'll eat enough cake whereby I have to make an ala mechid, that's all. So when I make the ala mechid, I'll put in also the al hagefen, right? I'm not sure, should I make, should I not? So I have to make an ala mechid. I ate the cake, I ate the cookies, right? I ate enough. So when I make the ala mechid, I'll also stick in the al hagefen. So I'm not saying Hashem's name, I'm not saying anything extra. I'm making the bracha. I'm just sticking a couple of extra words, right? That's the whole story. So maybe that's something that I should do. So interesting to note that the halach is lachatchila for sure that one should not do that. We'll try and get a little bit into it upcoming shiurim and see how exactly it'll work. But let's first see worst case scenario. So let's read inside and then we're gonna see. We'll try and go through the cases as we go down the road in upcoming shiurim. Lo yichlo al hasofik shum toisefes bebirchas meyein shalish. If one is not sure if they have to make a al hagefen or not, or if they have to make an al hamichya, let's say, or if they have to make an al ha'etz, right? Either way, and any one of the, that's what shum toisefes bebirchas meyein shalish. When it comes to bracha achas meyein shalish, whether it could be on cake, I don't know if I ate enough cake. So what will I do? I'll take out a cup of grape juice and I'll drink it down, right? A full cup. Now I have to make al hagefen. So since I have to make an al hagefen, I'll also throw in the al hamichya. I'm not sure. Did I eat enough cake? Did I not? So I'll throw in there an al hamichya. Okay. So all these different questions is the same. It's the same halacha because of the fact it's all bracha achas meyin shalish, right? You have al hamichya, you have al ha'etz. Al hamichya is on cake, cookies, all these different type of things, flour, right? We've discussed all that. You have al ha'etz, which is on the shivas aminim, and then you have al hagefen. So if there's a sofik on any of these, lo yichlal al sofik shum tosefes bebrichas meyin shalish, afal pi sheyene moisef shem malchus, right? Even though you'll make the bracha, like I'll drink the cup of grape juice, and I'm not saying Hashem's name at all extra. I'm just adding in the extra words that I wasn't sure if I have to make, like the Allah Mechio, the Allah Geffen, right? Something like that. Okay. Well, we'll try and go through some examples down the road to make a better understanding. Perish, but let's just see the halacha. Perish Kagon says the Ramah. Perish Kagon Sheshasa Mashke Shesafik. So here's a example, right? For example, Kagon Sheshasa Mashke Shesafik in Birchase Allah Geffen. I drank something. I don't know if I have to make an Allah Geffen. Or Bernafashis. Maybe I have to make a Bernafashis, right? Could be it's wine, could be it was something else. Did I drink enough? All these different things. Lo yoichal, lo yoich, so what am I going to do? Right? So, lo yoichal dovash epichose Bernafashis rabbis. Don't eat something that's a Bernafashis, right? I'll eat something that's a shahakal, right? And now I'll have to make a Bernafashis. Fine. So that'll cover the Bernafashis. That's the easy part. And v'dovash epichose yalawait. And I'll eat something else that's from the Shivas Aminim. Let's say I'll eat a whole bunch of grapes, enough grapes, whereby I'll have to make a al-ho'et, right? And v'yichlol imay gam ken al-agefen v'al-pri-agefen. And I'll stick in there also al-agefen v'al-pri-agefen. Mi suffik, because I'm not sure. So it says the Ramah, one should be careful not to do that. Now, the Barnafashis part is, that's easy. I mean, that's not a major deal. So you eat something Barnafashis, or you drink something Barnafashis, right? So you covered the Barnafashis part, but it's more the problem is on the Mayen Shalish part. So we'll go into try and get into the Mishnah Berurah upcoming Shiurim, see more examples, how this works, but this is something that could come up. I mean, something all the time, right? People are not sure. Did I eat enough cake? Did I not eat enough cake? Did I drink enough wine? Did I not drink enough wine? Good. So what'll I do? I'll take something else and that have to make al hagefen anyways. I'll have to make an al weights anyways. I'll have to make al mechi and I'll stick it in the other thing, al hagefen, I'll stick in the al mechi, whatever. So we're seeing lechatchila, one should not do that. We'll see how to work it in the Mishnah Berurah, and if b'di'evid it would help to do such a thing possibly. Thank you for listening. Aslocha Baruch Hu.